Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. And it's turned into a nice day. A little cloudy, but it's warm and balmy and really much too nice to be in here slaving away over a hot microphone, but here I am.
Does that mean we go to tacos early today?
No, we're going to go at the normal time, about 5:30. We're going to go across the street and scarf down some of those dollar tacos over at the pyramid. I kind of want to start off the day with some of the absolute nonsense that's going on out there in the country that you probably have not seen in the daily garbage can line or from talking heads at 6 o'clock. But this is real stuff, and when you hear it, you realize it's so absolutely bizarre that you couldn't make this stuff up. It seems that the scientists, the global warming scientists, have been caught fudging sea level They've been fudging the sea level data again. The University of Colorado Sea Level Research Group decided in May to add to its actual measurements of sea levels. Now, we found out after a little while longer that they didn't just do it in May. They've actually been doing this for some time. It's basically an attempt to exaggerate the effects of global warming. Now, I want you to think about this on the global warming and the sea level rises, okay? This is where you use a little common sense. I know that's something that is uncommon. But think about this. When Al Gore talks about Manhattan flooding in this century, and we're going to see sea levels rise 23 feet, that's what they're saying. Well, guess what? I don't think it's going to happen. You know why? If it were really going to happen, Al Gore would not have bought a multi-million dollar mansion along the coast in California now, would he? So here's another lying piece of crap using this to his own advantage. It's all about money. And, of course, I don't know if you've heard about it or not, but you know, Georgia passed a law, an anti-illegal immigration law, not anti-immigration, anti-illegal immigration, very similar to Arizona's. Well, now we have the U.S. Justice Department, Mexico, Puerto Rico, and several other Central and South American countries suing the state of Georgia for upholding the law. You know, it's like, well, golly, these people are here illegally. And, of course, outside the courthouse where this case is being heard today, we have a bunch of people running around, Hispanic-looking people, by the way, running around with all these placards saying, immigrants' rights. Now, I don't have a problem with legal immigrants. I think legal immigration is a wonderful thing.
Well, don't illegal immigrants have rights?
Well,
or let me rephrase that. Don't legal immigrants have rights?
Legal immigrants have exactly the same rights as any other American citizen.
I thought
yes.
So. Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, but what part of illegal do they not understand? They're trying to, and the media is complicit in this, by the way. The media doesn't make any distinction between legal and illegal immigrants. But we have all these people running around with these placards, and some of them are even off the deep end. You know, they're La Raza's out there with their placards, and of course, they want to take back Texas, New Mexico, parts of Colorado. They've totally ignored the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo as if it didn't exist. They think that all that territory still belongs to Mexico, and they want to take it back, which I find interesting because President Obama just appointed the head of La Raza to one of his czar positions. So we take somebody that's anti-American and we give them a job with government. That makes a lot of sense to me. And then you probably haven't heard of it, Operation Gunrunner. It's going by several different names. It's where the Department of Justice and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms illegally sold over 2,000 firearms, mostly AK-47s, to people that were not legally entitled to buy them so that they could ship them to the gangs in Mexico and ostensibly track the guns. Well, now there's been hearings in Washington, D.C., and everybody's pointing fingers, but it's not them. Turns out that some of these firearms have been used to kill American citizens, women and children, and other people in Mexico. One DEA agent. So it's coming back to roost, and it turned out that the whole idea of the exercise wasn't to track the guns to Mexico to get a handle on the gang members. The whole object of the exercise was to track the guns to Mexico so that the Obama administration could say, oh, we've got all these guns being sold illegally, so we've got to outlaw the guns. That was the whole intent, is to impose more gun control on the American people. It was a setup by the Obama administration that backfired on them, and now it's coming back to roost. I find that interesting. Now, the Obama administration announced Friday. They waited until late in the day. When they're going to drop a bombshell in the news business, they always wait until the last minute on Friday afternoon to issue the release. That way it takes all weekend for everybody to get their act together and finally address it. But the Obama administration announced late Friday that it's going to do away with Obamacare waivers. Now, I find that interesting for a couple of reasons. Number one, in the Obamacare bill, there is no provision whatsoever for waivers. So all of the waivers that they have granted have been illegal under the Obamacare bill. But now they're not going to accept any new applications or waivers or anything else. The administration has defended the waivers program until now, saying it was necessary to avoid disrupting negative economic effects on employers that couldn't afford certain provisions in the legislation. Well, that pretty much includes all employers. But they're not going to do anything about the over 1,300 current waivers that are already in place. Remember, these waivers were granted illegally because there's no provision in the law to grant them. But they went to places like AARP, and it was not for the benefit of AARP's membership. It was for the benefit of AARP's employees. You know, this is the group that says they stand for retired people and older people, yet they backed Obamacare. They're screwing you. And if you're a member of AARP, you need to reconsider that real seriously. The entire state of Vermont got a waiver. Businesses that contributed large sums to Obama got waivers. Labor unions got waivers. And all the big heavyweight supporters of Obamacare got waivers. Now, you don't think that there's anything political about this, do you? That couldn't. No, our president wouldn't be using these as a payoff now, would he? I don't think so. We need to take a short break here. If you'd like to join the conversation, we got a lot more to cover today. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call at 541-267-2124. If you're outside the immediate calling area, you can call me toll-free at 507-5569. And I do want to remind everybody, you can stream the show online live. You can go to www.kwro.com and stream us there. Or you can go to my website, which is chock full of interesting information. It's www.coosnews.com. Right there on the front page, there's a little block that says live streaming, and you can stream me live that way. We're going to take a break, and during this break, I have in my hot little hand, it's actually a business card from the shop. The shop's located down at 134 South Broadway in Coos Bay. It's where the old, what was the name of that sub shop?
Quiznos,
where Quiznos used to be, in that building. They got greeting cards and specialty gifts and all sorts of neat stuff. But they also got terrific ice cream cones. And you can stack those suckers as big as you want. Anyway, I'm going to the fourth caller. Fourth caller is going to get a certificate to go down to the shop and get an ice cream cone on me. So, fourth caller, 541-267-2124, gets a little card that entitles him to an ice cream cone. Start dialing now. I'll be right back.
Do your vehicle's brakes have you reaching for your ears? How about that? Sound familiar? But where do you get or those squealing brakes? Instead of, get on in to Tom and Giggs Auto Body, Muffler and Brakes in Empire. Tom and Giggs has over 35 years of service knowledge and expertise. They're your complete brake and exhaust specialists. Now featuring spray-on bedliners by Permatech, guaranteed not to fade. Tom and Giggs Auto Body, Muffler and Brakes on Schoenemann across from 7-Eleven in Empire.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm going through some of the nonsense that's going on in our government and in our society right now. It just never seems to end. And, of course, this is probably the only place you're going to hear some of this stuff because it's just too absolutely bizarre to be covered, honestly, by the mainstream media or the daily garbage can liner. You may have heard Obama now is King Obama. He's no longer the president. He's king or emperor or dictator, whatever you want to call him, because under the War Powers Act, the president of the United States has the ability to utilize the U.S. military for immediate threats to the United States to try to fight against those threats to the United States, and he has up to 60 days to do it. After 60 days, he must get congressional approval to continue to use the military for whatever purpose he's using them for. Now, this whole thing was interesting. This is about Libya. Obama never even talked to the Congress about sending troops into Libya. He got approval from the United Nations, but not from Congress. And as of Saturday, the 60 days were up. And Obama has now decided that he's smarter than the Department of Justice lawyers and the Pentagon lawyers. And he says, since this isn't really that big of a deal, I don't need congressional approval. Well, it seems to me that Libya was no immediate threat to the United States. But he sent the troops in anyway. Incidentally, we're spending about $1.4 million per day in Libya. You know, at a time when the country can't afford to pay its bills, we're spending $1.4 million a day in Libya in a war that isn't a war, that Obama says he doesn't need congressional approval for, and in a war that he never even talked to the Congress, but he got UN approval. So this guy apparently thinks he's a king or emperor. Of course, they're also refusing to defend the Defense of Marriage Act. Now, the Defense of Marriage Act is a federal law that says marriage is between one man and one woman. But the Obama administration is not going to defend that act in court. So anybody who wants to bring a challenge against it, the government's not going to defend a legitimate law in the books. But that's, I guess that's nothing new and exciting. My God, we don't enforce our immigration laws. So, this stuff, we've got an administration that's totally out of control. We've got all these czars that are not answerable to Congress, they're not answerable to the public, that do any doggone thing they want, and they do it with impunity, and we've got a president that blatantly and wantonly disobeys the law. You know, a lot of people voted for Obama back in 2008 because they wanted to show they weren't racist. Now those very same people had better think, because in 2012 they better find somebody else to vote for to prove they're not idiots. Because this guy doesn't seem to care about our laws. He does anything he wants. The Cash for Clunkers program, that was another goodie. All those old vehicles that were turned in under Cash for Clunkers had to be destroyed. They couldn't be parted out. They had to be destroyed. So if you own an older vehicle that happens to need parts, you can't get them anymore. Not only did they destroy the vehicles that were turned in, but they made it so that manufacturers can no longer manufacture those parts for the older vehicles. So the Obama administration, if you drive an older vehicle, doesn't matter how good a shape it's in, they are ultimately going to force you to spend money you may or may not have to buy a new vehicle. Kind of like forcing you to buy insurance under Obamacare, isn't it? This administration is just totally lawless. To give you an idea, I know I'm hopping around, but there's so many examples of the nonsense going on out there. At a congressional hearing last week on Muslim radicalization in U.S. prisons, you know, there's plenty of evidence that's come in now that the Muslims that are in prison in U.S. prisons are recruiting for some of their radical activities, jihad against the United States and that type of thing. So there's hearings going on in the U.S. Congress. Well, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, she's an enviro/liberal knuckle-dragger Democrat from Texas. She said that investigations were needed to analyze Christian militants in America because they too might try to bring down the country. This is the kind of people we've got in Congress, folks. This is the kind of thinking. And our war on drugs. Everybody knows about the war on drugs, right? Been pretty unsuccessful, you know. We've spent billions of dollars. I think it's up to, $4 billion. And we really haven't done a whole lot to stem the flow of drugs. But on May 5th of this year, 26-year-old Jose Garena, who survived two tours in the Iraq War, was shot and killed during a raid on his house by a Pima County, Arizona SWAT team that fired dozens of bullets through his front door. Now, Garena was married and the father of two, and he just finished a 12-hour shift at a local mine where he worked. Law enforcement sources claim that he was involved in narcotics trafficking, but they have yet to produce any evidence supporting that claim. And, of course, the officers involved in the shooting have been cleared of any wrongdoing, of course. So I did a little research on this, and this is going to scare the bejesus out of you. An astonishing 7 to 8,000 militarized police raids take place on an annual basis in this country, and many of them are on mistaken suspects, and many of them result in injury or death to the citizens. Why is that not on the front page of every newspaper? Do we have the Gestapo, the jackbooted thugs, running amok? 7 to 8,000 times a year they do this? And to me, one of the ultimate exercises in abject stupidity occurred in Texas. The Honorable Jose Longoria, a judge, recently sentenced a mother to 5 years probation, a fine, and parenting classes after being convicted of a felony charge. You want to know what this heinous crime was that she was convicted of? She spanked her own child. Now, the prosecution admitted that this lady, her name's Mrs. Gonzalez, she didn't use a belt, she didn't use a switch, she didn't use anything other than her hand. Now, she didn't hit the kid in the face or the head or the chest. She spanked him on his bottom. She didn't draw blood. She didn't break any bones. She didn't even leave any bruises. Just a few red marks with her handprint. There was absolutely no injury to the child. Yet this woman got 5 years probation, a fine, and parenting classes, and a lecture by the judge, Jose Longoria, about how it's improper to spank kids. Our society has become absolutely ridiculous. And the reason most people don't know is because the media doesn't report on this stuff. They don't tell you how screwed up things are. And I'm going to give you one more here that this one's funny. By now, I think, most people have heard Obama's comments on unemployment from last week when he said that ATMs have taken jobs away from people. The exact quote was, there are some structural issues with our economy where a lot of businesses have learned to become more efficient with a lot fewer workers. You see it when you go to the bank and use an ATM. You don't go to a bank teller anymore. That was what Obama said. Well, some libs in New York have apparently taken that to heart because they're actually circulating petitions now to eliminate ATMs. I mean, what is wrong with the people in this country, folks? Am I the only one that sees this idiocy going on? Give me a call here, 541-267-2124. Tell me if I'm the one that's crazy or is society crazy. Because it totally defies common sense. And I want to know if I'm the only one that sees this or am I the crazy one? 541-267-2124. Need to take a short break, but during this break, I got an announcement before the break. The Texaco Country Showdown. We've been giving away tickets here for several weeks. And for those of you that have tickets for this week, I think the 23rd? The venue has moved. It is not going to be at the Red Lion Inn. It's going to be at the Hales Performing Arts Center out at Southwestern Oregon Community College. So the venue has changed. It's going to be at the Hales Performing Arts Center. It begins at 7 o'clock. So if you've already won tickets for that, don't go to the Red Lion. Go to the Hales Performing Arts Center at SWOC. And right now we're going to give away four more tickets for, I think it's Thursday's performance, right?
Yeah, this Thursday, the 23rd.
This Thursday, the 23rd. I'm going to give away four tickets. And the way this works, you call in, we take your name and your phone number, we will take it down to Far West Tire. You can stop by Far West Tire Factory on Highway 101 in Coos Bay, and they'll have an envelope there with your name and your tickets in it. So I'm going to give away four tickets to the fifth caller. Caller number five, the 541-267-2124. We're going to take a short break. I'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a good mechanic? At Tom's Bulldog Automotive, located on Highway 101 in the Bunker Hill area of Coos Bay, they offer dealer quality service and repairs at lower prices. They're locally owned and operated, so you get the personal attention you need. First, they listen to you, then they listen to your vehicle. Their ASE certified technicians perform only the services you ask for. No surprises. If you're looking for trustworthy, top-notch vehicle care, Tom's Bulldog Automotive is the place. They take a bite out of the high cost of vehicle repairs. Call them today at 541-269-0399.
Stop by Jim Vick Auto Sales in their new location on the corner of Virginia and Broadway in North Bend. You'll find just the right vehicle at just the right price. They've got a broad selection of quality inspected cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in every price range. Jim Vick has been in the car business for over 40 years in this area and has served three generations of Bay Area residents. Give Jim a call at 541-808-2400. That's Jim Vick Auto Sales for your next vehicle.
If I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts, all with detailed images and info, plus 24/7 live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Right now, save $20 on orders of $50 or more at advanceautoparts.com/drive. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
All right, imagine opening up your front door and then coming face to face with your identity thief. You know, the criminal who didn't just use your credit cards. This crook knows where you live. Now, that's what Fox News reported about one woman. Now, fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock, who alerted her that someone was buying cell phones with her identity. Now, the phones were being shipped to her home, where the thieves would lie in wait. Now, imagine a criminal staking out your house, watching your family. Now, she said without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known that they were coming, and that LifeLock services are legit, and they do what they say they'll do, and it's worth every penny. Now, LifeLock is on a mission to stop all identity theft from starting, and right here with our listeners, you can protect yourself. Now, the call takes less than 5 minutes, plus you will receive 10% off your LifeLock membership. Mention promo code Hannity when you call 1-800-440-4836, 1-800-440-4836. On the web, it's LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity. Are you one of the great American road warriors who keeps this country going each and every day? Well, with everything that La Quinta Inns and Suites offers, you know, like their comfy pillow top beds, their spacious work areas, free high-speed internet, they have just what the business traveler like you needs to bring home the bacon, not to mention a free Brightside breakfast that's going to fuel the great American that you are. La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business. Wake up on the bright side. Call 1-800-SLEEP-LQ or book now at LQ.com.
Ben Ferguson here. When was the last time, you know, that guy that, quote unquote, supposed to be watching your money, called you and talked to you about investing in gold? Let me guess. You're thinking to yourself, well, he never has. Why hasn't he? I mean, have you been watching gold? It's been hitting the all-time new highs week after week, month after month, and really year after year for the last several years. If he hasn't talked to you about investing in gold, then it's time for you to call right now and get the investor's guide on gold. And guess how much it cost you? Nothing. On top of that, you call right now, I'll even throw in a 1940s Mercury dime for free that is 90% plus silver. Now, that's collector's item if you're asking me for free. Here's the number. Call right now, my good friends at Roslyn Capital. Order the investor's guide. 1-800-752-1676. That's 1-800-752-1676. 1-800-752-1676. Give them a buzz today.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, I was kind of going through some of this nonsense that's going on in our society, and you know, we've got it hitting right here in Oregon. We're not immune. As a matter of fact, when it comes to nonsense and doing things that are just abysmally stupid, Oregon seems to be leading the pack. I don't know if you've heard about the new water quality standards that Oregon has now set. You know, here in Oregon, we tax the air, we tax the water. We've got mitigation rights for impossible new water standards. And it's nothing more than a tax scheme, really. It's the water version of a carbon tax or a cap and trade system. That's all it is. It's designed to get more money out of your pocket. Last Thursday in Pendleton, we played taps for the future of Oregon's natural resource-based economy and to the private sector jobs that they sustain. The Oregon Environmental Quality Commission, or EQC, adopted by administrative rule now, new Oregon water quality standards for human toxics that are 10 times more stringent than anywhere in the United States, or that for that matter, anywhere on the planet. Now, compliance with the water quality standards adopted by the EQC will be virtually impossible. In many situations, new standards actually exceed the normal background levels. Water diverted from a stream or pumped from a well that naturally exceeds the concentration of any alleged pollutant cannot be returned to any body of water without being treated to meet the new draconian standards. And moreover, it's our understanding that no known water treatment technology exists that can treat water to meet those new standards. We don't even have the technology to meet the standards. This is what they're doing to us. We got a caller on line 5. We got Jim in North Bend. Jim, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day. I don't want to work. I want to go out and play.
There we go.
You got a comment or a question, or you want to tell me how crazy I am?
Well, of course, we're all crazy.
Obviously, we live in Oregon.
That's true. It's gotten out of hand. Everything's gotten out of hand. You take the private sector jobs have only grown 1% compared to the public sector government jobs that have grown 15%
exactly
over the same time duration.
Well, that was a stimulus, you know, the shovel-ready programs. The only thing we shoveled was a bunch of BS on top of the taxpayers.
Yeah, I need hip boots.
Yeah, no kidding. No, you're absolutely right. You know, it's the people working in the private sector that pay the taxes. So we can't even afford, you know, many of us are unemployed or underemployed. And due to gas prices and food prices, a lot of us aren't going to be able to go on vacation this year. But our public employees that work for us that are paid out of our pockets, we increase the numbers and keep giving them more and more benefits. Does that make any sense to you?
No, but it makes sense to them.
Well, obviously. Well, what do you expect, Jim? The Democrat Party is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the public employee unions.
That's true.
You know,
but not all some of the union people are very nice people. It's the leadership.
Exactly. And you know, I don't have a quarrel with the people themselves that are actually doing the job on the ground. It's that the union bosses have found out that they can use the membership's union dues to buy themselves politicians and buy themselves clout. And it's no longer about the membership, it's about power. There's an old adage that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And we're seeing a prime example of that with the union thug leadership. They don't care about their membership anymore. If they did, they would realize that many of the things that they're doing is actually detrimental to the members.
That's correct. Like you aforementioned, that a lot of crazy things are going on.
Well, yeah.
And someone may call you an insurgent for any dissent, or you need some re-education or something to that order. You know, no dissent is allowed. They'll probably be arresting protesters and treating them harshly like they did at the G20.
Right.
And there's a big picture going on, and it's the people who have a lot of money, a lot of influence, and they're not all here in the United States, although Rockefeller is part of it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
now, you may call me a conspiracy theorist. You know, I think you one time you mentioned, I don't get into conspiracy theory, but I did mention that conspiracy theory, when it's based in fact, you know.
Well, I think there is a conspiracy out there, but it's not like most people perceive it to be. I think it's based pretty much on greed more than anything else. We have people that have a lot of money and that buy influence with politicians, and we have that big money utilizing our politicians for their own benefit, not necessarily the benefit of the people. Now, I don't think it's as widespread as the liberals would have you believe, that every business in the country is corrupt and greedy. I don't see that. But you can kind of tell what's happening. A good rule of thumb on it is if you look at the companies and organizations that have been granted waivers under Obamacare. Now, remember, those waivers are blatantly illegal, and yet they've been granted by this administration. And if you look at who they went to, it was to supporters of Obamacare and supporters of Obama himself. Now, to me, that it may not be a formal conspiracy, but it certainly has the look of some sort of collusion.
Sure. A shift towards socialism.
Well, I think it's even more than socialism, and I'm going to use a word that you don't hear often, and I'm sure any liberals listening out there are going to cringe, but when you start analyzing it very closely, it's more on the order of fascism.
I think it's a mixture of both, but
yeah,
I agree with you that fascism would be the better term.
Well, what they want is they allow private ownership of industry, yet that private business is controlled by government. Prime example would be the TARP thing with Chrysler and Government Motors. We had a president that fired a president of GM, illegally, I might add.
Yes.
Who basically screwed the stockholders and bondholders in both GM and Chrysler by making their investments worthless and turning over the assets to the unions. So, and unions traditionally, if you look at socialist and fascist countries, it's basically the unions that to a large degree control government, because they have dues coming in from their gazillions of members, and they take that money and they buy themselves politicians.
It's all lobbyist control.
Yeah, so what you have, and we're seeing a prime example right in this country right today, of a government, and it's on both sides of the aisle, don't ever kid yourself into believing that the Republicans are any different than the Democrats. We have special interests with the big bucks buying politicians to enact laws and legislation that benefit them and totally ignore the benefit or even the will of the people. And that's where we're at.
Left wing, right wing, it's the same flight plan.
It is. You know, over the weekend, Mitch McConnell, the Republican majority leader, made the statement that, well, the Republicans are now willing to consider a temporary increase on the lending cap. So all that's telling me, have you ever seen anything that government does that's temporary?
No.
No, a government program is the nearest thing to immortality there is. So now they're willing to consider a temporary increase, which tells me that they've caved in, that they're just as big a slime as the Democrats.
They are. You heard about Boehner and Obama golfing together.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah, they're buddies.
Well, yeah, you know, they... It's kind of like attorneys in court. You know, the attorneys go into court. You got the prosecution and the defense, and they yell and scream at each other in the courtroom, and then after the trial's over, they go out and play golf together. We got the same thing in Washington, D.C. They're all a bunch of good old boys there. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle they're from. Their total job is to get elected and get reelected. That's the only job that they see. And it's all cronyism, and it's tied into big money.
Syndicate.
Yeah, well, that's basically what it is. You know, America has been taken over by what I call crony capitalism. Those that can afford to buy themselves politicians get all the benefits. And so what you have is a handful of big businesses and big labor that are basically given the shaft to the rest of us.
So, all the jobs are going out of the country, even Buick. I was looking. Buick is only something like 17% made in the United States. Accord, at least, is 80% made in the United States.
Yeah, American-made doesn't mean anything. Well, Chrysler's running these ads imported from Detroit. Well, if you listen to the show last week, some of the crap that's gone on in Detroit, it is indeed a foreign country. So maybe they're not wrong in their advertising, but America is changing, folks, and it's not changing for the better. We've got politicians that are totally out of control that forget who in the hell they work for. And we got an election coming up in 2012. We need to remind them.
You'll get an illusion of choice, and it'll be the same road.
Exactly.
If you'd get McCain, I bet you we would still have a lot of problems.
McCain
supports Obama. He said so.
Well, he's already whining about some of the Republican candidates wanting to be isolationists. You know, this is a guy, I have tremendous respect for what he went through in the war in Vietnam. He was a POW. He was tortured and all of that. And I respect him for that. But as a politician, I think he's gone over the hill. The man is senile. He doesn't have a clue. He can't even stick to the same position for any length of time.
He's a career politician. I'm sick of the career politicians.
I think the rest of us are, too. I'm up against time here. I need to take a short break. I do thank you for the call, Jim.
Thank you. Good to talk to you again.
Okay. We're going to take a short break here, pause for the cause, and... if you'd like to join the conversation, I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call, 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.
Need tires for your car, truck, RV, travel trailer, or ATV? Far West Tire Factory, located on Highway 101 just north of the Red Lion Motel, has everything you need. They sell all the name brands you're familiar with. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Goodyear, Firestone, Uniroyal, Goodrich, ProComp, and Dunlap, and the best bargain on the market today, Kelly Springfield Tires. They're a really good deal on a great tire. Far West Tire Factory also specializes in custom wheels, shocks, brakes, alignments, lube and oil filters, coolant and transmission flushes, and tune-ups. Far West Tire Factory is one of almost 200 locally owned and operated tire factory stores in the 10 western states, so they'll serve all of your automotive needs wherever you travel.
Don't you love really fresh seafood? Fish, clams, oysters, scallops, and chowder? Now it's available right in the heart of downtown Coos Bay. The Pyramid, located upstairs in the old City Hall building, is an upscale seafood restaurant serving the freshest seafood dinners every evening from 5 to 9 p.m. Of course, at the Pyramid, you can also enjoy your favorite adult beverage along with your dinner and dance to a live band on Saturday night. On Mondays, treat yourself to tacos for just $1 each, and Wednesdays are our special day for seasoned citizens. The Pyramid, the new option for fine dining and dancing in downtown Coos Bay. Enjoy fine dining at the Pyramid tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome to the Jim Bice. Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, I started telling you about this, the new water quality standards in the state of Oregon. It happened last week. Now, these new rules were adopted by FEOC, by the EQC. The rules have the full force of law. Okay? There was no vote of the people. There was no vote by elected legislatures that represent the people. The commission enacted the rules through Oregon's administrative rule process. It's another example of how government bureaucrats, and remember, most of these people are union members too, how they're taking the authority away from the people who own this country. It's we the people that own this place. You better wake up and be aware of that. It's not government bureaucrats, and it's sure not elected representatives. They're supposed to represent our interests, not theirs, or the interests of whatever special interests are paying them. You know, November of 2012 is going to be on top of us before we know it. And everybody needs to wake up to what's happening in this country. Now, these water quality standards are based on modeled data. It's computer models. For the accumulation of toxic pollutants in fish. Now, little supportive data is cited at all to substantiate of this alleged bioaccumulation. The standards are further based on modeled data for accumulation in people that eat fish. I think most of us like fish every now and again, you know. There is no supportive data whatever to substantiate this alleged bioaccumulation in humans. None, and there's very sketchy and questionable evidence that any of this is accumulating in fish as well. But nevertheless, our bureaucrats have set a new standard that's based on human consumption of about 6 ounces of fish per day. That works out to about 142 pounds of fish per year per person. And these rules hold the entire state to that standard. So the rules assume that everybody in the state of Oregon is eating 142 pounds of fish every year. That's the assumption. Now, basing our solutions on inappropriate assumptions often leads to absurd outcomes like this one. In this case, we've got to assume that the heavy metals are accumulating in fish without any scientific evidence, and we've got to assume that all the people that eat 6 ounces of fish each and every day of the year. And we've got to assume that all the metals consumed by eating the fish are retained in the human body in order to reach the threshold of what EQC has determined to be a dangerous level of heavy metals in humans. That's an awful lot of assumptions, folks. And oddly enough, not a single one of those assumptions is supported by any kind of scientific fact. It's just assumptions based on computer models. Now, we've got to also assume that reducing the level of these toxic pollutants in our fresh water supply is going to reduce the bioaccumulation in salmon, steelhead, and other fish that live most of their lives in the ocean. Let me say that again. We've got to assume that reducing the level of these toxic pollutants in our fresh water supply is going to reduce the bioaccumulation in salmon, steelhead, and other species that live most of their life in the ocean. Does that make any sense to you? Further, in order to justify the standards, we've got to assume that this alleged bioaccumulation problem is 10 times more likely to occur in Oregon than any of the other 49 states. You notice I said 49. I am not Barack Hussein Obama. I realize there's only 50 states and not 57. Okay, I wanted to clarify that. Now, finally, we've also got to assume that the concentrations found in water and fish today are higher than the levels found 100 years ago, and that the difference is being caused by the activities of man. So there's an awful lot of assumption here. And again, not a single bit of it is based on any scientific evidence. Now, the science that they're citing to support these assumptions is pretty specious at best. One of the five alleged peer-reviewed studies appears to be nothing more than a summary of other summaries of a literature search that was conducted several years ago. So we've got a summary of a literature search that's several years old. Another study performed in a Washington watershed specifically states that the conclusions reached cannot be considered to be valid or useful in any other watershed. Yet they're applying this to the entire state of Oregon. Another one of their studies excluded everyone who did not eat fish from the database. It's ridiculous. So the whole thing is full of disclaimers and flaws. And this is what they're basing it on. We're going to take a break here, hear some news and some other good stuff. If you'd like to join the show, give me a call, 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.